So good morning, church.
Morning.
Happy Sunday. It's just a great privilege to be with you this Sunday. I bring you greetings from our London team down in Waterloo and greetings from the other half who I've left at home. I just want to say special thanks to Vicar Steve and Reverend Caroline and Sue for arranging my visit today. I was in the first service earlier and everybody's just been absolutely lovely. So thank you for having me this morning. So today kicks off the first day of our Christian Aid Week. And for those who don't know about Christian Aid Week and what it's all about, it is the single biggest act of Christian witness across Britain and Ireland. And it's for thousands of churches. It's a way of getting out into the community and answering Jesus' call to help those who are most in need. So today I will share a story from Sierra Leone, which is our country focus for our Christian Aid Week. Along with our partners, RADA, we are working with some of the country's poorest communities to improve healthcare and to ensure mothers do not die at childbirth. So let's just open with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we are just so thankful to be with you this morning. We just pray that your presence will so saturate where we are this morning, and we pray that many more people will have happy birthdays. We pray that as we delve into your word and unpack it a little, that you would open our hearts, that you would open our ears, and that we would be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. In Jesus' name, amen. So our reading for today, taken from the book of Acts, it highlights a disciple named Tabitha, who in life was interrupted. Her life was cut short with sickness and later death. And isn't that just apparent where we can just be going about our everyday and an interruption happens? You know, across the Bible, there are so many stories where, you know, people started something good and then something suddenly happens, or, you know, we go about wanting to get to this place and something suddenly interrupts our destination. But what I'm reminded with, particularly in that short story that we heard this morning, was that, you know, life is very, very seasonal. And in all things, we do need to give thanks to God in the midst of all our seasons that we go through. So it's evident in the story that Tabitha touched lives. The stories of her good works, her generosity, and her skills gushed from those who mourned her passing. Hers was a life that had already left a legacy in the lives of those around her. And yet also in the story, there is much grief of her life being sadly cut short. In the midst of those grieving, Peter sees this dead woman and says, "Tabitha, get up." And isn't that what we say to those going through their trials and tribulations today? That enough is enough. It's time for you to get up. That I've come to help you, that because you can no longer go through this situation, this problem, this incident on your own. And our hope is when we encounter our own vulnerability through sickness or through life-altering or even near-death experiences, that we often resolve to live in the more intentional way. We can only imagine how generously and abundantly she lived after being raised from the dead. So as we move to Sierra Leone, this thought of a life cut short is all too familiar with the stories being shared from Sierra Leone, particularly when we think about the death of mothers in childbirth and babies in infancy. I would like to share a story of a lady named Jebba. She has a sister named Fatmata. She's pregnant and is living in a nearby village. She went into labor, and with so few ambulances, Fatmata had no other choice but to walk 3 hours under the scorching hot sun to find the nearest hospital. The road, of course, was long. She struggled to keep walking. She even cried out of hunger. But later, she sadly died on the side of the road, and she never gave birth. We're saying this morning that no woman should die in childbirth. This news pained Jebba, as Fatmata was just not only her sister, but she was her strength, she was her comfort, she was someone that she can confide in. As we fast forward a few months, Jebba is now heavily pregnant. As her baby grows, it's not a time of joy that fills her heart, but it's a time of fear. As she recounts how her sister died during her pregnancy. Instead of buying new clothes for her baby, Jebba has gone to bury her sister. Instead of excitement and of joy, she feels pain and she feels sorrow. Every day, 10 women die from giving birth in Sierra Leone. But we believe that every life is worth fighting for. So this Christian Aid Week, with your support, we can continue working alongside communities like Jebba's to build bigger, better health centres. With just a few pounds, we can provide delivery beds, mattresses, a new health centre, ensuring that mums can deliver babies safely and that they live long, happy lives. Right now in Sierra Leone, it's burdened with debt following the Ebola crisis. We ask you that you sign our petition telling the Chancellor that it must be scrapped. And I think we've got our petition card just within your inserts, which is right at the back. And please just, in your free time, please just tear it off, fill in your details, and you can post it back at the free post. So just a bit of context of what happened in Sierra Leone. When the Ebola struck in that country, its government had little choice but to accept loans from the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, just to help to cope with the crisis. Now we're asking the Chancellor to push the IMF to drop Sierra Leone's debt, as the country lacks proper health clinics, health training, and enough ambulances. This makes it the most dangerous place in the world to become a mum. So my call to action this morning is this. When we see a friend or a family member who is in need, we respond. We pray. We give. We even cry with them. But we act. It is the love of Christ that compels us to be our brothers and sisters' keepers, to help our brothers and sisters when they are most in need. This morning, we ask that you stand with us in helping more mums have safe delivery during childbirth. We ask that you stand with us in signing a petition to drop the Sierra Leone debt. And this morning, we ask that you pray for the work of Christian Aid. And earlier, our gospel reading in the first service was taken from the book of John. And in that passage, it says that my sheep listen to my voice, and I know them and they follow me. And what does it mean to follow Jesus? It means to love God. It means to love our neighbors. It means to help those who are in need and to stand up against those who are served with injustices, and to pray, and to pray always. So I will just end this morning, I know my message is a bit short, by showing you our Christian Aid video, which illustrates our work in Sierra Leone. Thank you.